to the family Cadillac and drove to Pasadena. Kitty was particularly relieved to leave Los Alamos behind. But so, too, was Robert. Here on his beloved Mesa, he had achieved something unique in the annals of science. He had transformed the world, and he had been transformed. But he could not shake a sense of brooding ambivalence. Soon after his arrival at Caltech, Robert received a letter from the occupant of the small house by the Otowee Bridge. Edith Warner wrote him with the salutation, "Dear Mr. Opp." Someone had given her a copy of his farewell speech. "It seemed almost as though you were pacing my kitchen, talking half to yourself and half to me," she wrote. "And from it came the conviction of what I felt a number of times. You have, in lesser degree, that quality which radiates from Mr. Baker," Niels Bohr's alias. "It has seemed to me in these past few months that it is a power as little known as atomic energy. I think of you both, hopefully, as the song of the river comes from the canyon and the need of the world reaches even this quiet spot."